The struggle is ramping up over Colstrip and Montana's energy future. A headline-grabbing measure in the legislature, nicknamed the Save Colstrip Bill, would have allowed the utility Northwestern Energy to buy a unit of the coal plant without regulatory oversight and pass the costs on to customers. That bill failed, but House Bill 467 passed. It allows interest rates of 2-3% to pay off Colstrip after the plant stops producing energy. Customers are currently paying more than 8% interest as they pay down the $407 million plant until 2042. Ann Hedges with the Montana Environmental Information Center says HB 467 could save Montana's $100 million.
Do customers get stuck with a bill that they shouldn't, or do customers have some type of relief? And this bill is all about providing customers with relief.
Hedges says the lowered interest rate is comparable to refinancing a house and will save money when the plant is no longer operational, likely more than a decade before it is fully paid off. Governor Steve Bullock signed HB 467 last week. Northwestern Energy CEO Bob Rowe says Colstrip has been a year-round reliable source of energy. He felt the Save Colstrip bill was needed to provide financial certainty for the plant. The Montana Environmental Information Center and Sierra Club believe there could be a faster way to bring down energy costs. They and other groups question Northwestern's $400 million investment in Colstrip a decade ago, since the utility bought that stake for roughly $190 million. Now Northwestern is in the middle of a rate case. Mike Scott with the Sierra Club's Beyond Coal campaign says the regulatory commission overseeing the process should consider Colstrip's current value.
We think it's appropriate that if they want to use this model of how to establish rates, that they should take a look at what the value of the plant is now, not what it was 10 years ago. And we think that's going to be a dramatic difference and probably a good cost savings for Montana ratepayers.
Hedges adds while Northwestern is passing on costs for an unsustainable coal plant, it also is trying to hike rates for rooftop solar. With renewables surpassing coal for energy production in the U.S. for the first time in April, Hedges describes Montana as in a struggle for its energy future.
It is very much about the future of our energy system, because if Northwestern gets overcompensated for coal and manages to functionally eliminate net metering, you know where the state's going. It's going in the opposite direction of every other utility and state in this nation.
For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff.